This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Well, we have a very special guest in the studio now. He is 23 years old. He is ridiculously talented, if we can judge him by his very first single. He is also out and proud. He is an ambassador for all things amazing.
I could go on and on. That's too much.
Zane Michelin, welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm loving the atmosphere in here. I was like, keep going. Anything else?
As I said off air, he can stay.
Now, you're a local boy.
Yes,
I am. Born and bred in Melbourne?
Yes, eastern suburbs.
Excellent. That's the right place.
Thank you.
I'm a one-turner boy. Yeah. So.
It's separate on the desk here. Yeah. One's north.
I'm a one-turner boy, so, you know.
Oh, awesome.
You're from?
I'm French Gully, so not too far.
Same literally. Part of town, exactly. Yep. What high school did you go to?
I went to Vermont.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So a little bit up the way.
Caught the bus up, or the train. Probably the train.
Caught my mother actually with me.
Yeah, that's right. You're of that generation.
Times have changed.
I was trying not to sound like. Yes, I'm very smart. Very lucky with the ride.
Excellent. Hey, you've got a bit of a story to tell, actually. Last year, you became an ambassador with the Australian Teenage Expo.
Yes.
So obviously, you don't have to be a teenager to. Be able to be an ambassador.
Yeah.
But what does that actually involve?
So for us, we went on a tour around Australia and went to schools all throughout Australia. We went literally from Darwin to Tasmania to Perth to Sydney. We covered it all. And then from there, we kind of provided the entertainment to the show. So I was up there with a few other artists, Rachel Costanzo and Frank Dixon. And we just got to have we had so much fun meeting everyone and just getting out there.
Well, Rachel's another artist on our playlist. So
yes.
She's fantastic.
She is. She's amazing.
And what's the Teenage Expo in support of? What is it doing?
It's in support of pretty much what it is really is giving teenagers access to whatever their circumstance may be. So for me, it's the LGBT community. They give them forums that they can go to, whether it be in relation to that or bullying or anything. It's just showing them the easy ways to communicate any issues. So it's a really, really strong message, and that's why I was so proud to be part of it.
Cool. What was your motivation for getting involved?
My motivation was I love the two that run it, Sonia and Sasha. It's like you two, just so much energy, and it's like it's just so much fun to be around. And straight away, I was inspired, so I was so honoured to be part of their tour.
Okay, so they came to you and asked you originally?
Yeah, so they found me through a competition called Fast Track, and Sasha was judging on that one, and then came up to me and offered me. The ambassadorship, and ever since then it's just been the best time ever.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your music. How did you first know that you were, you know, music was your thing?
For me, I've always been singing, but for me the moment which kind of was like, yes, this is what I want to do, I actually went, my first ever concert my dad took me to, everyone's going to be like, I've heard this over and over, but it was Pink's tour, I'm Not Dead, when she did it here at Rod Laver Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I literally stood there, like, mouth open. I loved it so much. And I was just like, that is what I want to do. And, I'm looking at you and you're
so
nodding.
Do you mean you're going to be up on the...
the high wire.
Up on the high wire and doing the acrobatics?
Girl, you know it.
Because she's one hell of an act to try and model off.
Oh, look, I'm never going to try and beat her, but I'll definitely do my best.
All right. Well, I mean, and let's face it, Pink has a good set of abs as well, apart from when she's having babies, and that's allowed.
Yeah.
So,
so I'm in the baby face, yeah. Oh. So that's fine. Right. That's fine. They're coming shortly. Let's move on from that.
Twins.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So pop music, obviously.
Love it, yes.
You've grown up with pop music.
Definitely.
What's some of your influences over the, you know, your formative years?
Well, wow. Well, you know what's very interesting is I actually started with an album from Casey Chambers. So there's always been a little bit of country in there, and then snuck in Pink. And then there was a little bit of, look, I tried to be as like grungy as I could, but it was like Green Day and that sort of thing. Still there. And then I just fall in love with like Robbie Williams, Rihanna, Adele, like Ed Sheeran. I'm so just in that world and I love it. And now, of course, Troy Sivan, I'm just like, mm.
Have you heard Troy's new track this morning that came out with Martin Garrix?
I have.
It's a pretty good track.
I love it. It's so good.
Okay, all right. And yeah, look, naming those list of artists, it's no wonder you're feeling very comfortable in this studio.
I know. The whole time I was out there, I was like, yes. I was like, you need a little dance floor in here as well, just to break it down when needed.
We'll get Robert
onto it. We do that too.
We'll write that down.
We're going to talk to you specifically about a few other things that are happening around you and your music and what's going on, but what's one of your big favorite artists at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, yeah. I would say Ed Sheeran, definitely.
Castle on the Hill.
You have nailed it. I literally sang that in my single launch last month.
In the studio with us still is Zane Michelin. He is
a name, right?
Local. He's a local. He's out and proud. He's a very talented singer. Zane, thanks for being with us still. Had a message in from Juzzy.
Juzzy.
He says, yes, Zane, yes, you're the queen.
And hello, Juzzy.
And he's a couple of kisses in there as well. So, so you're being very appreciated, it seems, on the email. Emails and SMSs. Hey, also in your bio, it mentions that you are also an ambassador for the, because you're a busy boy, the
yes.
Bully Zero Australia Foundation.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So I was really, really proud of that. So I had my single launch last, when was it now?
Was it
so,
March?
Yeah, March, end of March. And what I did is each ticket, $2 would come out and I donated it to Bully Zero. And then on the night, Oscar, who actually runs or pretty much owns Bully Zero, the head of it, he was there and he asked me or awarded me, I guess, the position of ambassador for Bully Zero. Oh my God, can't get my words out. But yeah, so I was really, really honoured. I'm just getting honours everywhere and I'll take it.
You're doing very, very well. So well done.
Thanks.
And well done on donating ticket.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. I like to give back. Like, they helped me a lot. So wherever I can, it's really cool to be able to give back. So it's awesome.
So you are very clear on your bio that you are out and proud.
Yeah.
How was your personal adventure or personal journey in being out and proud? Was it a supportive one? Was it?
I was very lucky. For me, my parents and my family was really, really supportive. My one was more internal, which is actually what my newest song is about, was that I kind of had to make that choice in myself. Do I want to come out and talk about it, or do I want to try and create this safe haven in my own head, which initially sounded like a good idea but then got quite lonely. So, and that's kind of how I brought it into my song. And the video is, for me, I expressed it as water. I built this sort of house underwater where it feels nice and it's calm, but you're alone. So you kind of have to make that choice. You know what? It might be rough for a little bit, but I think it's time to just open up. And it's just so much better. Like, for me, my music and just my friends, my family, there's so much more love, and I can give so much love and receive so much love because I'm so open, and so I'm very grateful. And I have to say thank you to you guys too, because Joy FM is something that really helped me. Literally, it was 3 years ago that I was told about Joy. So we're having a moment here, aren't we? Yeah. Sorry, I should bring it back.
No, keep going.
It's great to hear. I love hearing the, you know, like, pretty much everyone in this room has had to come out and everyone in this room has had to come out, and the step between thinking that we're feeling safe to being rewarded by feeling so much better when we do is a generally universal story, and the one we'd hope for everybody. So
definitely,
and also that Joy was part of that journey is just that little bit extra special. So
yeah, definitely. That's why I'm just so excited to be here. It just means so much. It's awesome.
All right. Well, now your song's been out for a couple of months. We've been spinning it for a couple of months.
Yes, thank you.
And it's called Stand. You told us a little bit about it, but the video is just about to hit the interwebs. Tell
it
us about
is,
it.
And I'm so excited. I literally got the final edit last night and I was getting it ready for this show. I was like, we've got to get it ready for this show. So yeah, it's coming out this Sunday and it's just, such a good feeling. It's our version of a baby in the music industry. It's like you just want people to see it. I'm really, really proud of it. And I had an amazing team. around me as well. And the director is James Lee, and his team is just awesome. So I can't wait for you guys to see it.
And the video is based around this theme of being
definitely,
in the water.
Yeah, like I was touching on before, it's kind of, it starts off with me sort of making that home inside my mind, and I've replicated that with literally a house underwater. And then I kind of make that choice, you know what, I need to open the doors. Yes, the water's going to hit me, and I've got to hold my breath, and I'll swim to the surface. And then when I come to the top, there was a, we've got just being with your friends, family, and also we were lucky enough to film at the Pride March in St Kilda, which was in February in Melbourne. So it was just, I'm so happy that the timing worked so we could have that in the video as well. So it's all there. I know I'm not meant to talk about and like give it all away, but I'm just like, I have
to. It's a preview.
Yeah. Sounds fair. It's a verbal preview.
Will we see it first on your social media pages? Is that
where that's where we'll see it.
So that would be at zanemichelin.com, which is pretty easy. Or head to facebook.com, Zane Michelin.
Or Twitter.
Yeah, everything
or
is literally
the ones,
at Zane
or the other
Michelin.
Ones.
Yeah, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
I'll tell everyone it's spelled differently to the other Zane.
It's not that
music.
Horrible Zane.
I love it. Yes. I'll claim that. I'm the good one.
Exactly. You've
Go
also
on.
Got
you didn't
a very
spell it, Chris.
Zain.
Thank you.
And you've also got a very exciting couple of months coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited. So I'm heading over to America in literally 2 weeks. It's insane. So we're heading over to LA, then we'll go to New York, and then the last part of the trip we're in Amsterdam and London. So everything's just working out so well.
Touring and performing?
Yeah, with another artist as well, heading over with Maya and another person who's also just the best person in my team. So her name is Vanessa, but she's V-Marie Management.
Okay.
And so we're heading over together and... Oh, sparks flying, and it's just, I can't get the smile off my face. As soon as you mention that, I just can't wait.
He's a bit excited.
I think he's a bit excited. Traveling all around the world.
You don't understand. I love this sort of stuff.
Fantastic. All right, well, good luck with that tour. Hopefully, when you get back, we'll have more music from Zane
Definitely,
Michelin.
I can't wait.
But in the meantime, we better have a listen to Stan.
I know, Jazzy will be very unhappy if we don't play it.
Zane, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope this is the first of many visits to promote many, many songs.
So, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.